Give time to Iker. We shall see how this is going to affect the Shulchan Aruch when we open it soon. A review from the very beginning. There was a dispute amongst the Tanoim if the Tam Ki Iker is Doraisa or not Doraisa. The Machlokas amongst the Rishonim as well. Rashi is the one who says the Tam Ki Iker is Midrabbanan. The Ran accepts Rashi. However, he claims that this is only true in the case in which you only have what we call a plato. You have something which some flavor is emitted, because it's mamushis, and even according to the view of Rashi, as he understands it, it should be a daraisa. How you define exactly what's considered mamushis and what's considered plato is a matter of dispute, which we're going to postpone till next week. That's you can't discuss everything in one time. Fine. So that's the sheet that holds us the Rabbanu. Then there were those who maintain that Tam Ki Iker is Doraisa. Tosis assumes that Dava Pashat. Everyone holds that way, basically. But within Shitas HaTosis, we saw three different opinions in Tosis itself, and we have the Rabbeinu Chaim quoted by the Rosh. We'll start with the most strict view, which is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted here in Tosis, is not so clear. The most clear version of the Rabbeinu Tam that we have is the way the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. To look and say for Yosh is not so posh, we're not going into that right now. We're going to take the Rabbeinu Tam at face value, as the Rosh said it, het the nepach lios yisr, in all circumstances. One more time, the Chaznish said that no such sheet exists. He had a kasha in the Gemara. We answered the kasha in Shia yesterday, but I guess he must reread the Rosh. I mean, in Sefer Yosh and Tosas, you can't tell. The Rosh seems to be clear, and every time that we said, maybe had a different read. Okay. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen holds halfway like the Rabbeinu Tam, namely that if it's kazayis dechilas pras, then het the nepach lios yisur, and if not, that was we spoke about yesterday, Rabbeinu Chaim. Then there are two more opinions in Tosis. One is the Odia Shlomar, the top of Tzadi Testament Bay, that's of Amud Aleph, let's read together inside. Odia Shlomar, this is the simplest of all, and it's only two lines. Tahosa ma'ayibish alobimino, again, Rabbeinu Tam was forced into a dochak teretz. That Tamo Veloma Masho also Vein Lokan Olov is referring to a case of Min Bimino. Very counterintuitive. Min Bimino, Tam is usually Min Bishenu Mino. But that he's stuck. Because otherwise, according to him, every single case is Lokan because that's Min Tarubis. He's stuck with this Teretz. So Tosis and Amun Aleph doesn't like that Teretz. Rabbeinu Chaim didn't like it either. So Rabbeinu Chaim said, no problem. If it's Tam without Mamashos, that means less than Echidus Pras. There's no, you don't say it to that Bechliya Sissa. Only Tamu Uma Masho, Zazvicha Pras, then you say it to Bechliya Sissa. So Rabbeinu Chaim is fine with the Gemara, Shlomo Mino. So is this Odia Shlomo, so is Rimi Olins. Odia Shlomo says, read together. Hosam, Airi, Bishalobo Mino, Poshet Pshat. Fechadi Chazayas Vechilas Pras, correlate Tamu Uma Masho. Okay. And therefore you get Malchus. Fechad Lechazayas Vechilas Pras, correlate Tamu. Doesn't say another word. The simple read of this is what I call the standoff. You might have standoff. Het is not mevatel iser. Iser is not mevatel het. Nothing. Everything stays the same. So it all depends how much you eat. If you eat at a regular pace and it's a chadas mechilas pras, you're going to get malchus because the het couldn't be mevatel the iser, so the iser is still there. If you ate less because it's a smaller percentage, then you will not get malchus because you didn't eat a kazayis worth in the proper amount of time. Ad kan odia shlom. So therefore, according to him, it seems that tam ki ikar, yes, all it tells you is that although normally we say that a heter should be, we should say that in the bitl barov, achrei rab lahat, as we saw in Rashi, but there's a concept called nikarissa. This is your part. I'm going to show it to you in the Rashba in a minute. Nikar Yisro. Ben, we start preparing the Rashba for me. The one on the Maram HaKadosh. Nikar Yisro. So the principle of Nikar Yisro tells you there's no bittel. Okay. But that concept of Heta, Nepach, Lios Yisro. Never heard of it. Never heard of it, says the Odia Shlomo. Whoever heard such a crazy thing? That's Rimi Orleans has a different Vart. What's his Vart? Really, Tam Kikas Daraisa. And the simple level he gives to the Rabbeinu Tam. By the way, If you want to look it up, in the Shut Sefer Yosher, Simon, I think it's Nun Dalet, I looked at it downstairs in Bis Medrash. There was a letter which Rabbeinu Yosef Roilands wrote to Rabbeinu Tam about this, and he hits him. It's Rashba Chulin Tzadiches and Mibes, and he hits him back. If I ever scream at you sometimes with an upset, it's nothing compared to Rabbeinu Tam wrote to the Rimi Orleans. I never wrote anything to a Talmud like that. To my memory. Woo! You made a mistake. You got it wrong, and you this. So he gives it to him, but that's a good Rebbe and a good Talmud. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Where is it?
I believe it's Shutra Sefer Yosha. I believe it's Simon Nun Dalet. I believe. I just looked it up. I didn't memorize the Simon, but I think it's Nun Dalet. Thank you. So he is presumably holds. No, the Rebbe is right that Hetta Nepal Yisr, but it's a new Yisr. It's a new Yisr. What's the new Yisr called? An Yisr Asay, because it's derived from Tavira Ba'esh. This is the opinion of the Rimi Orleans. Good. Very good so far. We have, therefore, Rashi and the Ran on one hand, four Bali Atoris on the other hand. Who are they? Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Nuchayim, Anonymous, Hodesh Shlomar, and the Rimi Orleans. Right? Is everyone with me so far? This is we haven't got to the Rambam yet. That's a whole different issue which we'll get to, Mitzvah, but not this moment. Everyone with me so far? Let's analyze for a moment. Let's go put our noodles on and try to think through what the various opinions hold. Okay? There are two ways to understand in Tam Ki Iker. One way is to say that Heta Nepach Lios Yisr, it's Rebbeinu Tam's favorite way of saying so. And this presumably means that Tam Ki Iker creates, forgive my expression, a new Yisr. It's a new Yisr because it didn't exist before. It's a new Yisr that these things became. Potatoes, which were formerly just plain old-fashioned good potatoes, became now considered to be pork. Fine. Another way to say, by contrast to that, is the Odeh Shloma that says there's no new Yisurim, no new Heterim. It's a standoff. What's the lamdus behind the standoff? So Sammy said, Nikra Yisur. I want to show this to you in bold relief in the Rashba. The Rashba, I guess you can see, is very, very important. Thank you very much for this Rashba. Slowly. We'll arrive it. Watch this. This is my answer to see. Arrive it al sfilik di rabbi and a tam. Can you see in the back? Is it yes? The tam kikid d'oraisa. Fine. There are three different kinds, he says. He says like this. One, b'chadech yilas pras. Yesh bo benosin tam b'kulo. Kevin the ka'ochil kazayis mino isur lo ke'olof. This is what we consider to be a simple din, that there's no din of bittel. Since you taste it, we'll see soon it's nikara yisur. It's nikara yisur, and you ate a kazayis of the original yisur b'chayachilas pras, you get malchus. It's a simple din. What about the next din? Tava v'loma mosho kagon. Echad b'memo v'chamishim. She'ein because I speak his pras, ve'ein lok in all of the divrei hakol. What does that mean? It's mutter, chas v'sholem. It's a din d'oraisa. What kind of din d'oraisa? The alfina lei mi nozir le rabbanon, o mi giule, nochrim le rabbi akiva, ve'ein malkin ala hakeshes v'lo al kavachomer. Look at that. According to the holy Rabbi, they're both say his, but the first time I want to explain to you, there were tzvei dinim. I sound like a brisker. There were tzvei dinim in Tam Ki Iker. The Gzeres HaKosuv we have over here tells you, also midoraisa, but there's no Malkus. So now I'll ask you a question. What about the first thing that he had? What's the source for that? I mean, he has to have a source, right? It seems to me that the source of the first din is right over here. It's in your head. We call in our language a svara. Lomali cross svarahi. What's a svara? Nu? Nikara iser. So it's nikara iser. So what happened? So I had a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. With me so far? So it's Nikar Yisur. I hate it because I have of Tarfus. So it's also comes the Rabban and says, no, it's the second din derived from Mishras, etc., etc. Gyule Nachum, as the case may be, which tells you that I'm over Nisa Doraisa, but I don't get Malkus. Ask me a question, Rabosa. Ask me a question. Someone should, with a sharp, some sharp mind should ask me a question over here. Come on, somebody. We'll get to that a little bit later, how you define Nika. It's a very good question. But I'm asking a different, I want you to ask me a different question. A different question. Okay, serious. So let's have a different question. A different question, no? Anybody? I'll ask the question. If Rabosai, don't we paskin? I think everyone agrees to this, come out. Chatzishir, what? Finish the sentence. Asim in Atar. I'm asking you, why do you need this Xeris Akasim of Mishras or Giliakim to teach you that if you lack a Kazayas Bzechilis Pras, Asim in Atar without Malkus, why don't you simply say the same Svara? Same Svara you said before. Nikar HaIsr. And if it's Nikar HaIsr, so now I have a Chatzishir, which is Nikar. The same way if I have a full shear, which is Nika, I get Malkus. We explain why. Use your head, Nika or Yisr. Soto over here, we should say. So now I have a Chati shear, which is Nika or Yisr, because I taste it. So let it be awesome and a Torah without Malkus. Who needs Mishras? That's the question I wanted to present at the Talmud. Does anyone understand my question? I'll say it one more time. The Rav says it two dinim. One's a din if you have a Kazayas Mechilas Pras, and you eat a Kazayas working to the original Yisr, that's awesome and a Raisa with Malkus. Everyone agrees to that. Why? You know, in the pasuk, it's a svara. I'll show it to you in a minute in the text of the Rashi. There's another din. What's the second din? You lack his eyes vechilas pras. Osim adoraisa b'li malchus. How do you know? From nozig yule midjan. It's a hekesh. It's a this. It's, you don't get malchus for such a thing. I ask you, who needs this new pasuk? Just say it's the old term religion. Had a chatzishir of chalif. I mixed it into potatoes. I can taste it. It's Nikar Yisr. So weiter. I have Yisr Chatzishir Min HaTorah. Who needs these other drushes? That's a question I'm asking you. I don't have to answer me right now. I may even give you a whole weekend to think about this. I'm not sure if we'll get to it later today. But meanwhile, put it in your thinking cap. Think about this. I still owe you what I wanted to show you, which is this idea of Nikar Yisr in print. I'm going to go to a little bit further. I want to get to a little the rabbi says something interesting. Uvenazir de Golibe Rachmana Beheja, lucky, Afilushara Anovim Bemayim, Vieshbohem Tam. So here he's saying that a Nazir itself, you do get Malkos on Tam Kikar, because it says it before the Pasuk Mishras. Avoshari Surim de Garmina Mine, Iser Ika Malkos Leka. See what's going on? That's what he says? Fine. Skipping in order to get to the point I'm trying to get to. How come I can't find what I'm looking for? Ah, here it is. Here it is. Watch this. I will call Heter. Everyone watching my mouse here? I will call Heter. Shemekabel tam min ha'isr. V'tam ha'isr nikar bo. The word nikar. I would love to underline it. I don't know how to do that. Shh. Bold it or something. Now when I want it to go blue, it doesn't go blue. Okay. Nikar bo. Ti'imoso zu hi hakoroso. Kidichsiv. What's a pasuk? It's like a pasuk in Eov. V'cheich ochel yitamlo. What's the cheich? The palate. Ochel yitamlo. That the food will give taste to it. The sense of taste. Right? Ein chashivas ha'ochel ele betamo.
They call it a Gemara in Tzvachim. Amar Rabbanan Betama, Amar Rabbanan Beruba, Amar Rabbanan Bechazusa, the Mishnah Nevi Betama. What is he saying? The same, what's he trying to prove over here? It's a concept of Chazusa. If you see it, so it's recognizable to your sense of sight. So as a halachic consequence. So too, if you taste it, it's considered to be halachically relevant. Heredika Chazusa B'mare, and the equivalent of is Tam. Atkan, I talked to him in the Shon of the Raivit. So the Raivit is Meiridik. He said it black and white. Nika, he said it. Okay? So Rabosai, let us now turn our attention to see what the other Rishonim have to say about the Svara of the Raivit. The Raivit, at first glance, Rabosai, it seems to be another opinion. Doesn't seem to agree with any of those we said before. Before we had Rashi and the Ran on one hand, with Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim on the other hand, who have had the Netbuk Ligasir. So those are the two extremes. In the middle, we had the Rimi Orleans and the Odia Shloma. The closest to the Ravid is who? The Rimi Orleans, right? Because he says it's a concept of getting a bit Issa Daraisa without Malchus. Truly, Rimi Orleans got it from an Issa Asay of Tavir of Eish, and the Ravid got it because we don't get Malchus of you derive something from one area of halacha to another, whatever the discussion is not for right now, or from you, but even the Ravid said it, because when the Ravid explained why there's no Malchus, now I got blue, alright, the wrong word. But over here he said the reason there's no Malchus, he says you why? Ain't Malchus ala Akeshos, whatever it is, somewhere in here,
up there somewhere.
Whatever he explains. Oh. So presumably, what's a hekesh? What's a kavachomer? Hekesh is you derive things from mishras, other situations. So maybe he even means included to mean gilui nochrim. It's more. It's very similar to the opinion of the Rimi Orleans. There's only one question left: did the Rimi Orleans agree with the Ravid? Because the Ravid said there's another din. What's the other din? Other din is that if there is kazas bechilas pras, Rabosai, you get malchus. I suggest it's based on a svara because of nikar ha'iser. Will the Rabbi Yosef Orleans agree to that? Let's take a look inside. It's very sparse. What did we only say? We only said one word. Mefarish dafalgav the tam ki ikar da raisa lo loki atam afilu shlom amino Rabbi Yochanan savalak Rabbi Kiva this yol of tam ki ikar miguliyakam. Wait a minute, Rimi Orleans, please explain to us Tamo Uma Mosho Osir Velokin Olav. Step up to the plate, Rimi Orleans. He was so silent, so reticent. What's pshat? There are two possibilities. One, he holds like the Ravid. That'd be exactly the same as the Ravid. That Tamo Uma Mosho Osir Velokin Olav is precisely what the Ravid said. We know it means Svara Nikara Isir. And you're eating up kazayis of the chelev itself? That's one possibility. We must admit to another possibility. Because remember, the Rebbe, Rabbi Natam, said two things. One he said is that Taimo means min bimino. That the other day Asatosis reject. But he also said, Mamosha means nikar ha'iser. Could be that the Rimi Orleans learns like the Rebbe halfway. That Tamo Mamosh Osav Lokonov is only if it's Nika Racer with your eyes, not with your mouth. So for Chazusa, your eyes, not your mouth. To me, I looked at the Rimi Orleans in the letter he wrote to Rabbi Natam. I don't know what the Rimi Orleans says about this. Either it's like the Ravid, in which case it's not a new Shita, it's a new Shita. That the Ravid will be what we call a seventh Shita, over and above the sixth that we spoke about yesterday. So I don't know, because I just don't know what the Rimi Orleans said. It doesn't give me enough information. If you can look in that tshuva in the Sefer Yosheva in the Tam, Siman Nundala, I think it is, and figure it out for yourself what he says there, you'll let me know. Okay, Rabosai, Adkan the right. Let's go back. What do the other Rishonim say about the Svar? Do they accept it or don't they accept it? Do we say it's Nikar Yisr when you taste it? Or don't we say Nikar Yisr when you taste it? So Rashi says Tam Kikas the Rabbanan. This means that Rashi may agree that if Yol Tam Kikud Raisa is considered to be Nika or Yisr, but he just doesn't paskin that way. The Ran could say that we don't paskin that way as far as a case in which there is no Mamashis, but if there is Mamashis, then we say that there is considered to be Nika or Yisr, and everyone holds that it would be a Doraisa, presumably Misvara. Because we deny the Drush of Tam Kikud, we only accept the Misvara. So the Ran may be holding of what we call half the Raivid. He holds from the Nikar Yisr that he does hold from, if the Mamashis is there. But if there's no Mamashis, then he go back to the old Xeris HaKosov of Tam Kikud. We reject it. We pass Tam Kikud the Rabbanim. Just going through each sheet to see, do they accept this Svara that Sammy suggested of Nikar Yisr, which the Rashba seems to say Beferish, Nikar, or don't they accept it? Because it's not so intuitive. You could have said it's not considered to be Nikar at all. Fine. Such Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the most machmer in the world. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Het the netbach lios iser. So there's nothing to talk about. Nika, not Nika. There's nothing to talk about. It's a brand new iser, which gives you malchus and every kazayas from Atarubis. So on a simple level, Rabbeinu Tam holds from one din, only two dinin, one din, but the most chabadikin in the whole wide world. The old Yesh Loma, on a simple level, holds only from the Svara of Nikar HaYisr. That's what we said. It's we call it a standoff. You know, he rejects Heter Nefach Lios Yisr. He rejects Heter Mevatel HaYisr. Why? On a simple level, because Nikar HaYisr. This Nikar HaYisr, according to old Yesh Loma, may not be a Svara Pshuta. That may very well be the Xeris HaKosov of Tam Kikud. Tells you that it is Nikar HaYisr. That's very possible. That's how the Ravid sounds like, although the Ravid's not so clear. The big question, Rabbeinu Chaim, what's Rabbeinu Chaim hold? Let's chazer again together. What did he hold? In fact, let's see inside. Always pay to see inside the text as many times as possible. Let's open the rush again. The Perek Zayin, Simen Lamed Aleph, see the holy words of Rabbeinu Chaim, also known as Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Rabbeinu Chaim's Aleph, in my edition, it's page Kuf Nun Zayin, column 1, the last two lines. Pirish, the Iri Shapir B'min B'She'en Omino, V'tamo Mamosho Korik Sheyesh Kazayis D'Achilas Pras, the Oz Havi Kimo Mamosho Shalisa. Kevin Yesh Kol Kach Mino Iser Shebetoch Achilas Pras Ochel Kazayis Nasa Kulo Iser V'ochel Mimenu Kazayis Is Loke Kidichazinon Kabi Isas Orez De Kazayis Mimenu Yosu Dechovaso Af Lohokel. Notice, you have to have a Kazayis of grain. Achilas Pras Let's say again over here also, perhaps we should get Malkus. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam is right. No. This is very important. Lehov chol yisur. You don't say that the Torah allows for this concept of heta nepach lios yisur. When don't we allow it? Kishah heta kolkach yosir ala yisur. This the ratio is so high of heta to yisur. Shem hoya yisur be'en v'nikar b'tocha heta. Had it not been, I'll give you an example. Had it not been tray for chocolate mixed in to vanilla ice cream, but had it been tray for chocolate chips, this everyone can relate to. Tray for chocolate chips, which is mixed into the ice cream, so you can actually see it, right? If it would be, what would happen then? Even if it would happen then, right? Shemayisa ben v'nika b'tocha heter v'lo nesina stam lo hoya lo ke'olav d'hainu b'yos mechta echilas pras. Amazing. Amazing vort over here. Amazing. What's he saying over here, Rabbi Osai? Seems to be saying the following svara. If you ask me, go back to yesterday's shiur. Tam ki ikar mamish. We said it yesterday to take pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam to defend him against the kasha b'chazanish from chatzis shiur. We said it in the Ramban to defend him from the kasha b'chazanish. How can it be? You need 43 eggs of wheat flour. Combined with rice. What's wrong with 25 eggs combined with rice? And now we're saying it again in pshat in Rabbeinu Chaim. A remarkable twist. He's saying as follows. Look, I'm going to make an imaginary dialogue. Right? You, Rabbeinu Tam, have to agree, as you said yesterday in Shir, that the sum total is a chatzis shir, and it's mixed into 10 kzeis of potatoes, there's no malchus. That's come out of a furusha gemara. That the Chazish says it's a, he says it's a gemara arucha. You can quibble with it a little bit, but let's assume, take him at his word. It's a gemara arucha. You, Rabbeinu Tam, have to agree that if it's only a chatzis shir, Tam ki ikar mamsh, and therefore the same as the ikar is a chatzis shir, the 10 kzeis of potatoes are branded as a chatzis shir. You have to admit that, Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, I agree. But Rabbeinu Tam says, once you have one kzeis of chalev, then all the potatoes are given the status of what? Of chalev mamish, of with a kzeis. You get malchus on a kzeis of potatoes now. Ad kan, Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Chaim to Rabbeinu Tam, Rebbe, wait a minute. I think if once you agree to that, you have to agree to me too. What do I say? I, Rabbeinu Chaim, I say that if you have a small amount of chocolate, tray for chocolate, and the vanilla ice cream, and if it was niker, the same amount was in the form of chocolate chips, and you ate it, you would not get malchus. Why? Because there's only a few chocolate chips in the ice cream. If you eat it kedechidus pras, you won't get enough of the chocolate of a kazayas within the amount of time. So therefore, if that would be true, if it would be niker as chocolate chips, now that it's chocolate syrup mixed into the ice cream, and you can taste it all right, but it's a smaller ratio than kazayas b'echilas pras, we should say again, tam ki ikar mamish. Just as if I would have eaten the chocolate chips, I would not have gotten malchus, I wouldn't eat it fast enough, given the ratio. So too, as chocolate syrup, I also shouldn't get malchus, tam ki ikar mamish. That is the svara which I read as the words of the Rosh. Exactly what we said yesterday, but he extended it to Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Tam said to him, dear Rabbeinu Chaim, your case is not the same as my case. My case is some total of issa here is a chatzis shir. So we brand the potatoes as a chatzis shir, there's no malchus. Your case, you have a kazayas of chocolate in there. You have. Elamai, the ratio is small, so what? It's not going to prevent the hetna from becoming iser, the nebach lios iser, even though it's a smaller ratio. That's how I would envision a conversation between these two giants, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim. But the yisod is the same yisod. And with me so far, just I'm trying to suggest to you, chidushim, gedolim, just to try to understand the back and forth among these various rishonim, all going with this mahalach of yesterday shir, and with the mahalach of nikar iser. Those are the two things we said until now. Nikar iser, which we found beferish, the word nikar in the Rashba quote on the Ravid, and the Ravid held svei dinim. Nikar iser, in the case in which you say kazayas v'chilas pras, you get malchus for sure if you eat enough of it, because it's not batal. It's an additional din that if it's not v'chilas pras, then you get is iser d'oraisa based on the pasuk without malchus. So we had a question before which no one answered yet. Who needs that pasuk? Just say again, nikar chatzis shir. She also with the rice without malchus. I'm leaving that question open for the moment. Yes.
According to Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, if you couldn't eat the iser before the cross, they mix it with heter and then eat it quicker.
Whoa! What'll happen for your yeshiva boy? Yeshiva boys eat more quickly than the average citizen. Would you agree to that? I've seen yeshiva boy eat. I think I'm still yeshiva boy. My wife goes, slow down. Baruch Hashem, you keep me young. I'm still eating quickly. Okay. Baruch Hashem. So what happens if a person will eat more quickly than the average? What's going to happen? I'm asking Shai, it's a serious question. A person will eat more quickly than the average person, what will happen to him? So according to the Od Yesh Shlomar and Tosfos, I think it's clear he'll get malchus. Because the Od Yesh Shlomar is simply saying that it's a standoff. Het is not nepach le'iser. Is not bottle in the heter. So it all depends on how quickly you eat it. Ratio, objectively, is irrelevant. Right? What about Rabbeinu Chaim? So before analyzing the Rabbeinu Chaim, I wanted to put on the board the Rambam, finally. We haven't had a Rambam, this is day number three. The Rambam is a key to understanding this issue. If you don't mind, give me a Rambam. Hilchos Macholas Asuris, Perek Tezvav. Yes.
So do we say that Rabbeinu Chaim holds in Makaris or not?
Rabbeinu Chaim. So the question will be, we haven't fit Rabbeinu Chaim, I'm saying Pshat in Rabbeinu Chaim as follows. Rabbeinu Chaim says that there is a new Svara, which is the Gezeiras HaKosev, you can't just make this up. Heta Nepach Lios Issa. That needs a Pusuk. You can't make up Heta Nepach. See, nothing's just purely Misvara. Heta Nepach, that's a Chiddush Nifla. If you are less than Kezayis V'Hechilas Pras, then we do not say Heta Nepach Lios Issa, which you get Malkus on. But I'm saying it would be Hefta Nebach Lios Yisra, which you don't get Makos on. Because the Chatzis Shir, the same as we answered yesterday, according to the Rabbi Natam, we answered according to Rabbi Nachayim, even though there is a Kedash, it's a smaller ratio. Okay, you with me so far? Okay. Somebody asked you if a guy eats fast, according to Rabbi Nachayim. Let's take a look at the Rambam first. The Rambam. Dover also shen esar v'dover mutter, min b'shen amino b'nosen tam. U'min b'mino sheyev shalam al tamo, yibotel b'rov, v'pasen like Rabbonon, against Rabbi Yehuda. Ketzav. Okay, so you have fat, fell into vegetables, and it's all got dissolved. Im lo nimtza behen tam chelev, harei lo mutarin. Right? Im nimtza tam chelev, v'hoya behen mamosho. Watch this now. Harei elu asurin min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah. What does this mean, Rabbi? So I'm asking you a question. What does this mean? Yes?
How can
you taste it? Isn't that something that's in the Arisa? You gave it to a goy to taste, okay. But the guy's a bum. He's a bum. He says, we warn him, Asara. Don't you dare touch it. It's going to taste like Chalif. Nah. What?
Can you tell him
that without swallowing it? Well, guess what? That's a Taz. That's a whole discussion here in Simit Sadiches. That's a very good question. Okay, but the guy ate it. Awesome in that Torah. I'm asking a question before going any further, Rabbi Osai. We just read that according to the Rambam, you have a mixture of chelev and vegetables, you get malchus. I'm asking before going any further, does the Rambam hold Tam Kikas Midaraisa or Tam Kikas the Rambam? That's Chazar again. Rashi and the Ran held Tam Kikar the Rambam. All the Bali Atosis held, and the Ravid, and the Rashba, Tam Kikar is. The rice. What's the Rambam hold? Yeah?
The Kesef Mishnah says on there that he holds like Rashi.
Very good. Kesef Mishnah claims that he holds like Rashi, but not really Rashi.
The Ran.
Very good. The Ran. The Ran's version of Rashi. So the Rambam may hold Tam Kikas with the Rabbanon. I have Tam Kikas with the Rabbanon. So what's going on? You look at the Torah. No. The Ran said that everyone agrees if there's Mamushis that you would be Loke Min HaTorah. Okay, let's go slowly. Yeah?
Doesn't the Ran say that if there's mamashus, so then Tom, does he say that Tom still matters when there's mamashus, or Tom doesn't?
Sure, it matters. Nimbimino, it's about the Baruch. Nimtza bem Tom of Elohe, bem mamasho, harelu asurim. Now watch the next two words. What are those next two words? Midivre what? No? What does that usually mean in the Ram? Usually. The Rabbana. Look at this. You taste it. No mamashus. What does it mean, mamashus? Kesef mamasho. Chelev mina kazayis b'kol sholosh beitzim mina taruvis. What do we call that in our language? Kazayis b'chdei what? Achilas pras. Says the Rambam. Im ochal mina grisin ha'elu. Kisholosh beitzim. Ah, you ate the full three eggs. Hol v'yesh ben kazayis mina chelev loke. Sherei to'am ha'isur v'u'amash tabis v'amashu kayim. The Rambam denies Heta Nepech Lios Issa. Clearly, he's not in Rabbi Nachai or Rabbi Natam's camp, that's for sure. Abu Poros Mishalosh Beitzin. He ate less than that. Makin also Makas Mardus Midivrehem. Stop. Does that mean that the entire Issa is Midrabbana? Or only the punishment is Midrabbana? What am I asking about? What will the Rambam say about what? Chatzis Shosim in the Torah. Does it apply in this case or not? The guy ate less than three beitzim. The meat he ate less than the shear of chalev. Does that mean it's the Rabbanon? Why would we say that? He ate a chachat shizos in the Torah. Right. V'cheni lo hoye b'tarovus kazayis b'chol sholosh beitzim. Af al pi sheshem tam chalev. V'chol kol ha-kadeira. En alok el ha-makas marlis. Once again. In other words, either the full ratio, you don't have a kazayis per sholosh beitzim, or you have a kazayis per sholosh beitzim, but you didn't eat the whole sholosh beitzim. Either way, it's makas marlis v'divrei. I'm asking a question. There's a lot of unclear things in the Rambam. Do we say chati shir osu minator in this case? I'm asking you. You all read the Rambam with me together. What do you say? Can you tell? Yes or no? Anyone have a vote here? No one wants to vote. We just even our astrologers voted. No election days left.
Didn't work out well there.
I don't know. It could have been worse. Let's go. We're not going into that right now. No politics now. Just mentioning who wants someone to take a vote over here. It's unclear in the Rambam. Many poskim claim, according to the Rambam, makas maris b'divrei means that it's only b'derabonim. I chati shir osam in the Torah. No, they claim chati shir is osam in the Torah b'en, not b'tarovus. That's what some say pshat in this Rambam. Others say, well, that's ridiculous. Who the Rambam never said that? The punishment is b'divrei, but the use is b'daraisa. Who cares if b'tarovus? Unclear in the Rambam. But what seems to be in the Rambam, this is how most Mepharshim understand the Rambam, is he accepts this ratio as being critical. That's Chazir again. He says as follows. He says like this. He says as follows. He's talking about Bittul. He says, B'she'en amino b'no sein tam. And less than that, there's some kind of Bittul over here. Over here, it's like, Mutar? In Nitzavim, Tom, one second. Tom Chalev, and he has Mamosho, it's Asurim in HaTorah. No Mamosho, Asurim in Divrei Sofrim. What do you mean Asurim in Divrei Sofrim? So many intend it to mean that if the ratio is too low, there's a concept of Bittul. And even if I eat it fast, perhaps it won't matter. Yes, what's your question?
Meaning, in Halacha Beis, he says it's also midivrei sofrim. Then he goes on to explain what does he mean mamasho, right? And in the explanation of mamasho, he says it's just makas maris. So,
well, makas maris midivrei means it's clearly you're not getting malchus midoraisa. That's for sure.
Right.
But it might still be also in a Torah as a chatzis shir.
He already said before that it's only
asur midivrei sofrim. Nimtzem tav lohei b'mamasho, harei elu asurin. Midivrei sofrim, implying that the entire Isser is purely by the Rabbanon.
Yeah.
That's what most poskim say. Others say, look, Divrei sofrim in Rambam is a loaded term. Who knows the most celebrated place where the Rambam says something is Midivrei sofrim, which it can't possibly mean it's the Rabbanon, where many of us are, we're all in trouble. Kiddush HaKesef, Midivrei sofrim. What, all married with the Rabbanon? What are you kidding? So the answer is, Divrei sofrim means it's derived. Kicha Mistei Ephron, it's whatever it's called, Torah Sheval Peh. That's Divrei Sofrim, even though it may be on the level of Doraisa. So the word Divrei Sofrim is not completely conclusive within the Rambam itself. But I don't get involved in that too much. But the simple read of the Rambam is that if you have less than a Kazayas with Bichdei Achilas Pras, that is Batal. Not Stam, that you didn't eat enough of it. It's Batal. And if it's Batal, if a guy eats fast, he would presumably not be chayav. That's how the Chassidish of the Rambam, that's a simple read of the Rambam, is this way. Okay, so it's not completely clear whether Rabbeinu Chaim would agree with, assuming the Rambam holds that way, would Rabbeinu Chaim agree with that? Would he not agree with that? We don't know. At first, because we can't tell. I've also said we've discussed a few very critical points so far. Very critical points in terms of the lumdus of Tam Ki Iker. I want to get back to all this. However, I feel a little bit bad. Everyone's brought us lugging around the Shulchan Aruch up to the Shia the whole week. We didn't even open it yet. Remember, we didn't even open it yet. So, now that we're here, already halfway through the last Shia of the week, I think it's time to open the Shulchan Aruch. I really thought it's only fair just to those who are maybe new in the Shia to get used to what the Shulchan Aruch looks like. Let's open up Simen Tzadiches, Sif Aleph. Simen Tzadiches, Sif Aleph. read together. Isur shenisarev beheta min b'sheno mino. Kigon. Chelev shenisarev b'bosar. Right away, the Talmidim jumped at me. Chelev and bosar is min b'sheno mino? Is that really true? The fat is part of the meat. So the Shach talks about this, and apparently there are some who disagree. Some who disagree. Some seem to say that chelev and bosar is tamam shoveh. He quotes the Ravan. Says it's shoveh. What's going on over here? So it all depends. Is it fat meat? Is it lean meat? But that's an important nekud in the Shach, Sifkot and Aleph. We'll perhaps come back to this as we go. The truth is, we should really talk about it now. Because if we go with the Svara of Nikar HaYisr, your Svara, it shouldn't matter how much of a difference there is between the taste of A and the taste of B, namely Chelev and Basar. The criterion should be, can you taste it or can't taste it? Is it Nikar or is it not Nikar? If it's Nikar, it should be considered Min B'Shein Amino Tam Kikar Dor Raisa, even if they're not so different from each other. And if you don't taste it, it's not Nikar. That being the case, is a big problem. What I tell you, the opening day, who remembers what I said? The opening day, I said for my Rebbe Rabban Soloveitch, the opening day last year, the first month? No machlokos in what? In Metzius. We don't like a machlokos in Metzius. So what are they fighting about? So you could say, yeah, they're the different kinds of chelev. There's no machlokos, you're right, there's no machlokos over here. Just a question of how fat the fat is, how skinny the meat is. Just a matter of details. Well, maybe there's much more to it. Just keep giving you coming attractions. Already the Shach Aleph is already giving us issues. Right. Don't chelev shenafa b'sar b'bosar yit amenu goy. A goy should taste it. A b'furish gemara. Goy should taste it. Im omer she'ein bo tam chelev. O she'omer she'yesh bo tam elashu pogum. No stand of gam, mutter. Fushle solo lashbiach. We'll get to Nelson of Gam as a simon kuv gimel. It's way down the pike. But here he says something amazing. Vitzorich shelo yeda shesomchin olav. Where did this come from? Rashi. Mesiach lefituma, huh? What did Rashi say? Did Rashi say that? Yes? Who spelled that even more? The Rosh. I'm still open for the Rosh. You probably still are also. Let's take a look at the Rosh, Simen Chaf Hei. He makes a big deal out of it. Kfeil Aramor, Pirish Nachtam Ovek Ochovim, Shaminon Mino, Demutorin Lismok Olav Lefit Tumo. V'lo yodiu shetzorich lo ledvar iser veheter. That's what it means. Beferish, you can't tell him that you're relying upon him for iser veheter. I already mentioned to you a couple of days ago. Does this line up with what we saw, Rabosai, in Tosfos when Tosfos said, "Uman lo mar yumnase," a professional is not going to ruin his professional reputation. One can argue that these two are what? Incompatible. Either you catch him on the fly, Mesir Lefituma, or you ask him as a professional. Can't have both. Everyone follow me so far? Can't have both. What do you say?
Why can't you have both?
Say, continue.
Can't the professional, if he's such a professional, would be able to tell him what's in there, whether you tell him anyway? You don't need to say, I'm looking for this specific taste. He should be able to tell you this taste is in there.
No, that is true. But the question, how do you approach him? Do you approach him as what we call a Mesiach Lefitumo? You say, hi, John. Have some cookies. Yum. Do you taste the fat? Yeah. Right? That's called Mesiach Lefitumo. Say, John, I understand that you are a professional taster. Yeah, that's how I make a living. Yeah, can you please? We rely on you to tell us if it tastes like fat.
Why wouldn't you just tell us, I hear you're why can't he be Mesiach Lefituma? Why do you have to approach him as a professional? But it can still be a professional. it can be done through a professional, even if you don't go up to him and say, I need your professional expertise.
It's true, you're saying a good point. But if you're going to the professional and you want him to be on his best behavior, so he shouldn't ruin his professional reputation, you got to tell him, you know, you're a professional. Otherwise, I wasn't focusing. I thought it was just as a neighbor. I wasn't doing it as a profession. Yes?
And they say that you don't tell them that you're being somichanin for Isser Behatim.
That's what you meant. That's how two can coexist potentially. Mr. John Professional. Yes. Here's my card. I have someone who has certain, you know, allergies, and if it tastes like fat, it's no good, or it's certainly nausea. Tastes like fat, it's going to throw up, it's going to be dangerous to herself. Can you please tell me if it tastes like fat? Oh, that's okay. Because it's not, he's a Messiah Levitumo as far as Issa Vehet is concerned, but he's not as far as his professional standing. That may be a way to make them coexist. We'll see soon in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll say, go open back to the, please, open back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'mein sham goyer l'tomo, misharinon b'shishin. V'chein, imu min b'mino, keva d'leka l'mekam atama, misharin b'shishin. We saw this in the Gemara. Ramo, v'ein noagin akshav lismoch agoy u'misharin hakol b'shishin. Finish. We took a Gemara, took a felted pen, crossed it out. We no longer rely on a kfela aramo. What's going on here? Why not? Simple answer is because now we've found that there are non-Jews who are not so reliable anymore. Take a look in the shachs of cotton hay. With lo koma ve'enog and achshel this v'chad te'ima ve'koma ve'enog and achshel this v'chad goy. Mashma dafka a goy who the low samchina mishum the goyu. Avalatimas Yisrael samchinan the mimishen omino the hetera. Gon truma shenofa the chulin the tom le koyin. Kedisa bishas chulin tzadizainu poskin. Av shen truma nog bizmanenu. Vikomakom nafkamina. Vino ome konam bosar viyayin shani toin. Took a neder, crazy case. Vinofa latavshim. Shos lobinosin tam. Samchina Natimas Yisrael didn't take the neder. Ukinu lekamon simin reishut veisiv kotn chavav. That's a wacko case. Inami, and Natimas Bosar Ocholov. Kamogav eitz known. Ukai gav the Moshe Savti b'samuch. I have a we discussed end of this man last man. I have an onion. My famous case, and the onion was cut with a milchik knife. Yeah. So I'll have Chaim. Who's a professional baker, taster? Chaim, taste this onion. Tell me if you taste milchiks. He says no. It's like I can put the onion into the chont. Famous meiser. Yeah, that's the shach says. Chaim posuk abach. The b'shein amino de hateri yeshlusvach yisrael afilu eno umon. Oh, afilu eno umon. You don't need a professional. Afilu even nowadays. Afilu nisarav guf hadover. The Vada Yisrael or Meshaker. Simon Sadeva, my case. It's known, an onion, a radish. Shechotcho v'sakan shel basar. K'moshko sabti sham sekot. Now give it to a Jew to taste. Chubas harab means the Ramah. Lo kateres of the Levush. Shekosa v'yachshav ein noag in lismach atimas koin. He says, never, you can't. Why can't you? He doesn't say why. Because people are not such experts anymore in taste. Our taste buds are not so sharp. That's the Shitas HaLevush, but it's not Pshat in the Ramah. We don't pass it away. Ad kan, the words of the Shach. Okay, so why don't we in fact rely upon a Goy? Shach didn't tell us. The simple Pshat is that their reliability has gone down since the time of the Gemara. Both their professional reliability, because they will cut corners, whatever. Or they may see it too reliability. The reliability went down. Simple shot. If you'll take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Rabbi Kiveger, that'll be very fascinating. Kiveger, look inside. Everyone, we have to wet our feet, if you will, in Shulchan Aruch. Right? Lo yodati tam nochon lezeh. I don't know any good reason why I shouldn't rely upon a goy nowadays. Ulai Shloma, look at this now. The anar chayshina lechumas kol hashitas. V'hainu, the chayshina dilma kfeila hayne mesiach lefitumo ukfeila mitzad bikiyas v'yim kain below mesiach lefitumo leke hetera uv'mesiach lefitumo ukfeila mitzad bikiyas v'yim kain below mesiach lefitumo leke hetera uv'mesiach lefitumo gam kain en matirin. We'll see soon in the Shach, only by the Rabbanan or such. For I had to the Kfela mitam lo mara umnoso, who be in a davka shaloye mesil levitumo, kmoshakos of a Shach that cut in bays, b'shem Moreno Rav Gershon, who is his mechutin. Moreno Rav Gershon said what I said earlier. These two are contradictory. Either it's a professional credibility or Mesir Levitumah. Can't have both together. Can't coexist. And therefore, the Rabbi Kivega is suggesting, since we're not sure who's right, so you can't use a goy. Because if you use Mesir Levitumah, maybe professional credibility, which he doesn't have. If you need professional credibility, you can't Mesir Levitumah. Can't have both. Yes?
So why is there almost the Afshad? Means like they used to, but nowadays they don't know. What changed?
No, because in the old days they knew the truth. Either they knew it's professional credibility, or they knew it's Levi Tumah. We are, unfortunately, we don't know who's right. Yes, Nathan.
Could you also suggest that we're no longer bucky enough as faith, our palates aren't refined?
That's the Levush. Even a Jew is not believed.
Right, but you can still say Jews are believed, because doesn't the Ran say that by Kohen he doesn't need to be a Kfela?
No, the Ran says that Kfela is, you never need a Kfela.
No, he says by Obi Kofabim you need a Kfela.
You need a Kfela only for what we call credibility.
But, so but for, if there's no kfela, then a guy can't taste Isuim. If there's no definite, if we're no longer considered a kfela because our palates are less refined, then the guy wouldn't be able to taste it. But a Kohen could still taste it because by Kohen there's no reliability.
So what do you say? That Bismana Gemara.
Bismana Gemara, their palates were refined enough to be able to distinguish between all the different tastes. Bismanas, at the time of the Ramah and onward, the palates were less refined and we could no longer distinguish. So that takes away the Akum's reliability because the Akum's reliability stems from the fact that he's a Kfela. So since there's no Kfela anymore, he's not reliable. But a Jew is always reliable anyway, so the Kohen can still taste the truth.
I thought the reliability of the Goy stemmed from the fact that he's a Kfela, according to the Ran Shita, not because he has a better palate, but because he's being paid for his work and he doesn't want to lose his profession. Otherwise,
it can't be both. Maybe.
Look at Rabbi Kivega, unbelievable. He doesn't like his terms. Ulam lefizeh, number one, beisa derabbanon to mahani bekol makol lefitumo. Herlon alahatir bekfeilim esil lefitumo. The Shach's kasha, we'll see that in a minute. We don't rely upon esil lefitumo when it comes to doraisis. So it's derabbanon. So then we should rely upon it. The loma de chashin leshitas Rashi. The below shishim lo mahani tima, that's Rashi Shita which we saw. Tim ken et no good. Tim ken gamal tima sisro lo mahani. Yeah. Some of the mefarshim suggested that Rabbi Kivega is right for yet another reason. Get two guy. Get one guy mesir lefitumo, another guy a professional baker. Let them both taste it. So then. The problem of Rabbi Kivei goes away. He said, you can't have both at the same time. Go get two goyim. If they both say there's nothing in it, well, if it's still a bit too much, it's good that we have one. And professionals, good we have one also. So they have to order a second goyim. That's all. That's what the Mephalpulim say. That would. No. So just to show a little bit the source that he's quoting before, it's in the Shach, Rabbi Osai. I'm not going to read the entire Shach, it's much too long. The Shach of cotton base. We're going to read just some highlights. So let me mention the Siach Lefituma. Fine. Umikoma gom kashali. A little bit into base. Came at the pasuk with Siv base, the Mindu Shenamino Osim Doraisa. Kol Shinos and Tam. The Ramachaba Pasin's Tam Kikim Doraisa, like the Rajbo. Im Kain, Eich yeh goyin ema mesil levitumo. Fellow shas aruchai. And we had yesterday the Chazanish Gemara Arucha. That's it's a new word now. Arucha means it's clear, it's obvious in the Gemara. What's that? Perek hagozel basra. Baba Kama. The ain goy mesiach lefitumo neman biyisur Torah ela be'edus isha levat. Those we had June's man last week. We spoke about this for Enagun issues. And it's quoted in the Bahag and the Riff and the Rush and the Smag. Right? And yeah, so therefore we how can you live? Either Rambam sounds like you're lying a guy who's not a kfeil and seal of Yitumah. No, they all like Rashi. Now what? Min b'shein amino min ha-Torah batel barov. Tam ki get the Rabbanon. But the Mechaber is difficult. The Mechaber said in Siv Beis that min b'shein amino is d'oraisa. So how can you rely here on a Mesiel of Yitumah? Same question on the Rashi himself. He also paskind min b'shein amino osim min ha-Torah at shishin. And he paskind that goy lav kfeila nemon Mesiach lefitumo. It's a contradiction in the Rashba as well. The Chuma Sadeshin asks this question. So what is the answer? No, you got it all wrong. Kfeila shiny dumnuso bekach velo marech eskoso. And the Turi Aradei quotes from the Rosh Perek Zion Simon Chafei Debeinan Tarti. Whoa. Kfeila and Mesiach lefitumo. Whoa. Let's go back to that Rosh again, right? This Rosh is still open? We stopped in the middle. Simon Chafei. How did the Rosh start Simon Chafei? He started off by saying, Lefi Tumo. Lo yodiyu shetzarech lo v'vayisa v'heta. You don't tell me even for kashrus purposes. Okay? Now, despite that fact, the Rosh keeps talking about the word kfeila. This leads the Shach to understand, the Chumash to understand, that you need a kfeila, who is a professional, as well as Sama Mesiach Lefitumo, and the two do not contradict each other. You can rely on his professional opinion as long as it's not what? Dvar Isur Veheta. The Rosh spells it out. He doesn't know. What's his lashon? Lo yodiyu shetzarech lo. That's why he said that. Tzarech lo for allergies, to nausea, for whatever it is. That's how you say the Rosh requires both. You know what's going on on both sides? That's how they don't shot in the Rosh. Not explicit. They say that's what the Chumash says. Back to the Shach. Let's chazer again. Tosfos said all you need is professionalism. Rosh said all you need is mesil lefituma. The Rosh says you need both. Is there a fourth possibility? Is there a fourth possibility? Anybody? Sure there is.
Either.
They're both. Either one is good. We'll come to that later. Okay, back to the Shach. So the Shach says, steer in the Rashba again. Why is it a steer in the Rashba? Look at this now. He says, the Torah says the Maskonos Rosh to be in entirety. Kfeila u'meisiach lefitumo. Do you have a Torah? What about the Torah? Look it up and see. I think it sounds that way. I think it's correct, and the Torah sounds that way. V'lo k'rash for the Sada. Watch this now. The kol chad mahani. The fourth shita. The Rashi says either one works. Either one works. So the four shitas. The Rashi either one works. The Rosh you need both. Rashi you need meisiach lefitumo. And Tosfos you need professional. Toma tikshu the Rashba, my mahani mesil lefitumo, I to the Raisa, Yeshlomar, the Sava Karashi, so said Chuma Sadeshin, Ad Kal Nishona. The Tema, Shema Rashba, Posek Behedya, the Torah Sabayis, tells you where it is, Krabbe Lutam, the Tam, Kikas the Raisa, we'll see soon in some Bates. The Docha Glomar, Kavan Shakos the Rashba, the Mikomokom, Linyam Sakalocha, Nismok al Rabbeinu Tam v'riyu balalochos v'rayvid zal sherabim heim for amru lahachem v'shal Torah, end quote. So you can argue im kein lo posuk ha-vasayu elem ishim chumrah. Maybe the Rashba was only saying to be machmir for these posuk that say Tam kikas d'oraisa, but he really holds It's the Rabbanan. Umahani Svarsa Mekilim, the Goyim Asir Levituma. Maybe we should suggest, according to the Rajba, that we rely upon those old time Gigat the Rabbanan with respect to Mesir Levituma. He goes to the Dochak. Behold, the Betoras Abayas Akotasham, Sasam Lagami, Kisvarsa Benatam. For his Kisvarsa Mekilim. Follow me? So the Kasha remains. Why do we rely on Mesir Levituma? He holds the time Gigat the Umechutani ha'aluf ha'merom ha'merav ha'menu gershim neru hiksha gamken ha'chum ha'sadeshim t'lo ha'rosh v'siyasu m'schichi k'feila ha'korchach lav t'alam v'shadlo marach ha'zaka t'reihu m'sil l'vitumo. He holds it to a contradictory. This is ha'menu gershim, his mechut ela ha'tamu v'shum shim lokein minolo nishiyodea l'havchen ha'tam mashav beis yosef toros ha'bayis. Had the kushal the rush pasak amen atam, who pasak samchina mesil levitumo. The alkocha this tam of the mesil levitumo levad. The mishum the relom marav nase liski bekfela lechud, and the two are contradictory. And parentheses, and the mechab is also stuck, and the marashal is stuck. The rover long of mesil levitumo is not a kfela, even though he passed like the Rashba. Tom Kikas Doraisa. Rabbanu Shalom, but not just a Chumrah. Kacha Machvarta the Shmaita Hu Doraisa. So now we're stuck. So some wanted to say, Mesir Levituma doesn't work by Doraisa, only if it's Cheskas Isser. In case of Aguna cases. That's the exception of Cheskas Isser. Number one, it's a Dochak. Number two, they give other proofs for care. They don't like it. It's wrong. So now we're stuck, Rabbanu Shalom. We're really stuck. We're really stuck. Says the Shach at the very, very end, the last three lines. Watch this now. This is very, 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 very important Shach. The Daf Kohecha, the Lech Alamekem, Allah the Milsa, who the end goy with Mesil Levitumo, Nemavisator. If there's no guarantee that we're ever going to catch him in a lie, then he's not believed in a Doraisa. The minute this guy tastes it and says the fituma, there's nothing there, he knows the very next second, I'll give it to my friend the Jewish baker, I'll catch him in a red-handed lie. Samchinon Ale, and the Rivash quotes this distinction, Rabosai. The question was, what about Aguna? Aguna would not be in this. Some say Aguna is attack the same thing. Milsa Vidal Gluya, the guy's going to come back. Some say it's a special kula because he's not going to come back right away. He can taste it right away. That's what Prima Gadim talks about in his discussion of this particular shach. Fine. This is the Yisoda, Bosa. This is the Yisoda. Okay, any questions, so far? Any questions? We just spent a little time in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's get grounded a little bit. Okay, I want to go a little bit further about the Shulchan Aruch, since we have the Shulchan Aruch open, and teach you some amazing stuff. Mamash amazing. Amazing in the following sense. We saw Rashi. The Rashi seemed to say that if you don't have Shishim, a kfela won't help. That was the Rashi we saw. I want everyone to open your Gemaras again. Keep the Shulchan Aruch open on one side and open the Gemaras again to see inside. The Rashi is to be found right over here in this beginning of the Sugya. Sadi Zion. Let's look together. We saw it already a couple of days ago. It's always important to review many times. Rashi says, if there's no goy around, then you rely upon what? Upon Shishim. Okay? And what about if there is shishin? If there is shishin, then what? What is Rashi's view, Rabbi Osai, if there is shishin? Must we give it to a guy? Or need we not give it to a guy? Anybody? And what if we know that there is no shishin? Can we still give it to a guy and hope for the best? He won't taste it? These are the questions I'm asking you. Let's read all the Rashi's together and see what it says. Let's read the Rashi's. We're just reading Rashi's here. On Tzadi Zayin. Amud Beis, we'll read. Amar Rabbanan b'shishin. Kol yisurin shevetor b'mosav v'chola ben shayin surin b'shishin. Min b'shen amino k'sha'odan yochol ha'avchin tamo. U'shneim shal hetash yochol ben bris to tamo. Gon chum v'l'chulin. B'tamo. Yati menu kohen. Im ein truma no senes tamo chulin. Yochol ha'tav shalaf nazar. Di isura. Kon b'mosav v'chola v'shayin ben bris yochol ha'tamo. Samchinan akfelu. So you rely upon what the non-Jewish person said. Okay? Fine? So it's not clear so far in Rashi what his opinion is in these matters. Not clear. Not clear yet. Let's take a look back at the Shulchan Aruch and then we'll flip back. You know what? Let's first turn to the Ran. I'd like to see some more. Turn to the Ran, please. The Ran. The Ran. It's page Tzadi Tess in our edition. It's in the old edition, it's Lamed Dalet. Lamed Dalet Amar Aleph, I believe. It starts Gemara Masis, I have to see. Uvi Gemara Aminon, Gabe Kfela de Samchinan Akfela. Uvi de Aminon, Hai Lishna de Samchinan, Mashma, to Lakula Samchinan Ale. You rely upon him, Lakula, says the Ran of Amayaskinan. Idaleka Shishim, Vadai Lo Samchinan Ale. You know for a fact that 5% Isser, you're not going to rely on the guy. Shrei Chachamim Hishu Midal Seyem the Shah Kol Yisturin Shebetar B'Shishim Vida Ika Shishim. It's only 1%. V'may Samchinen Alei Hok Yilek Akfela Namim B'Shamein B'Shishim Elo Hocho. Watch this now. Kigon Shalonis Arev Gufa Yisr Elo Play Tosso B'Lvar Askina Dumya Dikdei Reshe Bishol V'Bosar V'Chakak Bishol V'Cholov Dalar Minon B'Gemara. The Samchina Nakfela, that's the case. Dileka Kfela, Misharina and Bekula. You have to estimate the entire volume of the metal of the pot. Bechalecha, Dileka Shishim, Bekula, also Mishim Loyadina, Kamanafik, we have how much came out of the pot. Bechika Kfela, Malan, Shane, Botam, Bosser, Samchina Nalay, Maida Nafik, we name, Bottle Bishishim. What came out of the pot is Bottle Bishishim in the milk. Why? E tamek felo, v'yomar the ispe tamo, usur, the tamo la bottle. He tastes it, Rabbi Osai. V'zeh shalo kedivre Rashi zel. Where's the Rashi? Tzadiches. Kol isurin shabatora b'shishin. V'hu said Rashi, debat kine v'lo yoiv tamo. Mashma, the svirle, the chiyaminon da mesamchinon akfelo, hainu. With the ego shishim, it's bottled b'shishim, and you still have to get a goyin to taste it to make sure it doesn't taste like Yisr. Says the Ran Velo Mechuber. The Midarmina and Samchina Nakvela, Mashwa the Kula Samchina Nale. Ulifidvar of a Rashi, Eno Bo Ella Lesser. The Kol Hecha, the Ika Shishim, Eleka Kvela, Badashari, Tarmina, Mimish and Amino, Eleka Kvela, Bishishim. So this is what he says. The Ran is saying that Rashi is incorrect. When Rashi says that if you have Shishim, you still have to resort to the Kvela to make sure that there is no taste. Oh. And according to Rashi, what happens if there is less, it's 2% of tarfus? So he says, you're not going to rely upon the kvela. We have to assume that there really is taste. The goy is making a mistake. So it ends up that the goy is only being causing chumra, it's not kulas. This is what we saw here in the Ran based upon Rashi. Now we open to the Shulchan Aruch. Again, they're both going slow. Slowly. Sif, cotton, bal, and the shach. There's no goy. Shish. Says the shach. Mashma di hadasa mechaber. Tich sheyesham goy letomo. Lo sharinon ela yadei goy. You actually have to give it to a goy. You can't rely upon shishim if there's a goy around. V'yoma dis beitam iser. Usr, I feel it fami shishin. Yeah, not everyone seems to agree to that point. Viyoma the less beitam mutter, watch this now. I feel the poras mishishin. Whoa. The mechaber holds, that's what I would have said, against what the Ran seems to be saying. It's 2%. Take a chance, man. Take a chance. Come on, maybe John won't taste it. Didn't the Ran say that something's a bottle in 10 and 20? Didn't we just say that around yesterday? Shishim is a max? Didn't we say, you just read it. So if it's 2%, give it to the guy. So here they're saying that it's permissible. Larmina l'shar b'shishim elahecha d'lo efshel l'mekem l'demilsa k'gon ein shem goy min b'mino. It's basis of the Rambam. Ein shem. Very interesting. Very interesting. So if you look at the Sifsei Das, which is the Prima Gaon, was a super commentary on the Prima Gaon, on the Shach. That's one I asked you to see. Style. Let's read together. He summarizes. Ayin Shach, Hine Dalid Deyos Yesh. Das Rashi Tarti Bina. Shishim Ukfela. Whenever you can have them. Sometimes you can't have Shishim because you don't know how much is there. And sometimes you can't have Kfela because no going around those Mimimino. But if you can have both, you have to have both. Das Ramban. Shishim Sagi. Once it's Shishim, you don't have to ask any questions of a goy. Mutter. Kfela be'eni odea kami yo yisr. Samchina na kfela. If you don't know, you're lying on a kfela. Viri, sover, shishim luchud. Once you have shishim, you don't have to bring in any goy here. O kfela, rabosai, will also work. When will kfela work? Rabosai. Bipochos mi shishim. V'yisr ben amisagi. So what's he saying over here? That either works. And Rashi, again, you need both. It sounds like we had the discussion before. Rashi, you need both. Ramban, you need Shishim. A kfela only works if you're not sure, but if you know if it's more than 2%, a kfela won't work. And the Rishi says even the 2% of kfela still work. What's the Ramban? That's Dal, the fourth opinion. The Bika kfela, sorich. Kefela. Uben shishim, benen shishim, mishtere apume. It's a fourth opinion, Rabosai. So there are four different opinions in the Rishonim, here and summarized in the Prima Gaon. If you chazen a few more times, you'll see what the four opinions are. I'm not going to spend too much time, because nowadays we no longer rely upon the kefela at all, as we saw in the Rambam. Rambam. Everyone with you so far? I know I only have about another 10 minutes or so left to go. I just want to read you some bays and just give you some of the coming attractions for Sunday Shia. That was Sunday Shia at 11:30. See out of the Shemai. Coming attractions now in Siv Beis. In this Arev Min Bimino, V'nishpach, it's spilled out. V'inyan, She'en Yicholim Lamar Olav L'Sharo. Spilled out. We just don't know. It's spilled out. So Rabbi Ol said, before seeing the Shulchan Aruch, as I always like to see it, let's see it in the Rush. We always like to see things in the text of the Gemara proper before we see it in the Shulchan Aruch. It gives us grounding. It gives us the Shulchan Aruch is sort of a chazara rather than just starting from scratch. The Rush is in Siman Lamed Aleph. Siman Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Ol say, at the very end, last two lines. V'hashta l'psaka ben atam im nishpach harotev ve'eino yodua em hoya bo shishim have a sveka doraisa vasvinale ulupsak rashi have a sveka drabonon vishari. Oh, here it is, befeirish. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Now the moment of truth is coming. How will the mechaber pasken? Drum roll. Says as follows. Im noda shayarubo heter mutter. What's this case over here? Min bimino. Oh, this is easy. No one follows that Rashi. We pass the Mimimino. Is Barov? I'm a Drabana and Mimimino is Beshishim. Sveka Drabana and Lakula. Him know that Shayarubo over Heter Mutter. Why? Because it's suffix whether it has Shishim or not. It's Sveka Drabana and Lakula. Because Mimimino Beshishim is only a Drabana and Zerat Toshenamino. The Passion, so some other reason we'll see soon. Him lo know that Shayarubo Heter. Also, because they shavu daraisa. Comes Rambo. First chiddush nora va'otzum, which the Shach thinks is nora va'otzum ve'lo nachon. Tos. That's Sunday Shir to read through the Shach and Sifkot and Vav. And I'd like you, Rabosai, when you go through the Maram Mekomos and see the Shach Sifkot and Vav, and peek at the Taz Sifkot and Hay, to keep in mind our big chiddush. Tam ki ikar mamish, that we've already used until now to explain Rabbi Natam, to explain the Ramban, to explain Rabbi Nochaim, and maybe shot in this Rambo as well. I'm just giving you hints, just when you're learning, just keep it in the back of your head. Right. When you min bimino, as lina and bosa shmo, imushava have min bimino, avalo as lina and bosa tama, imushava olo. There's a machlokas in the Masechta Avodah Zarah. When you discuss Mimimino or not, you follow Shmo or Tama. Ramo pass, we follow Shmo. That's true. In the Gemara Avodah Zarah, we passkin Shmo. What's the case in the Gemara Avodah Zarah? You have Yaya Nesech. Yaya Nesech is Min Bimino B'mashahu. The Chumah de Rabbona, because it has relationship to Avodah Zarah. So we discuss Min Bimino B'mashahu, we passkin you follow Shmo and not Tama. The Ramo takes that Gemara and extends it over here. To give you a hint for Sunday Shia, the Shach screams bloody murder. Tam ki ika daraisa. I taste treif. What do you give me this, your fancy lumdus? Shma, shma, blah. What are you talking about? I taste treif. How can you tell me follow shma? Makes no sense. The Shach thinks that the Ramah is absolutely incorrect. Those of you who have been in the Shia, the previous man, know that we never count the Ramah out. Even though we always have to recognize the Shach as considered to be the Persik Achron, our most poskim in Yoredeh, and we follow him, never count the Ramah out. And very often the Minigas didn't follow the Ramah. Even though the Shach's question seemed to be unanswerable, we've already been through this a few times. We find a way to answer the Holy Ramah. Who was in Shul this morning, Helene? What was the last phrase we read this morning? The last Aliyah? Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Ramah Reish Mem Hei. But Uvnei Yisrael Ashkenazim Yotzim Biyad Ramah. And Bavai, there's an old Shuvus. Achenu Ashkenazim Yotzim Biyad Ramah. So you see, this morning's Kriyas Torah is mamish on point. We're going to show on Sunday how we are. In this case, I'm not sure 100% sure we Yotzim Biyad Ramah. But may we can at least defend the Yad Ramah. You have to understand the melitzas of Al Chacham are so beautiful, and they tie into the parasha Shavua. And I'm unfortunately being yotzei my parasha Shir with this, with the b'nei yotzei v'yad Ramah. Maybe next week we'll talk a little more about the parasha. Well, maybe I still have a few more minutes. Well, hold on, I always want to talk. Right, Avol in this Arev b'she'ein omino v'nishpach v'inyan she'en yicholim lamor olav l'sharo afilu noda she'erubo heter aser. Who said so? The Rush, we just read the Rush. Why? Sfeika Doraisa Lechura. Because if it's shishim, it's going to be mutter, but it's a suffix shishim. So it's this etam ki gadaraisa. But now comes this absolute whopper. This is an absolute whopper. The source is the Rashba. And once again, the Shach screams bloody murder. Again. V'im. Nisare v'mino uv'she'eno mino. V'nishpach. V'inyan. She'ein yecholim lamod olav l'sharo. V'nodolon. She'erubo hetem mimino. Look at this now. Rowan es she'eno mino kilu eno. Vashar mino rab olav mevatlo. Rabbo, this is the paraphrase. Whoever's in my shield, there's much to remember. What is this paraphrase? What's he paraphrasing? Anyone remember? What did Rabbo say? Open the Gemara. Rabbo say, open the Gemara. Does anyone remember where the Gemara is? No one remembers what daf. I'm not giving you a pin test. But at least a little bit, remember what daf is on? No one remembers what daf it's on? No one. Okay. Do a little bit chazar. Kufam and Beis, the top line. Min b'mino v'davaracher. V'chol min u'mino v'davaracher. Salik es mino k'mishe'eno. Quote Rabbi Yehuda. V'she'ein mino rabbala v'mavatlo. Quote Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'mino v'mashu. So forget the mino. We have the eino mino. We'll knock out. We'll be mavatlo b'shishim. That's it. Finished. This is the Gemara. The Rashba turned it around. Here we have a case, Rabbi Osai, min b'mino b'she'eno mino. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, we're not sure we have 60 in she'eno mino. So the Rashba, flip it around. What do we say? Rowan is she'eno mino kilo eino, because it may not have 60 times enough to be mevatlit. Vashar, which is mino, rab alav mevatlo. He just flipped the Gemara around. Screams the Shach, Ribbono shel olam. What are you, Rashba, talking about? You taste tarfus. You taste tarfus. If there aren't 60 times as many in the Eino Mino as there are in the Mino, you taste tarfus. Who cares that the majority of the we'll call it the chalev is the meat is kosher meat. Who cares? But in the soup, you're still going to taste the tarfus, Rabbeinu Shalom. The Shach screams involved, the Shach screams in Ches, the Shach stops, never stops screaming over here. Why? The Shach holds, I'm giving away my Sunday shiur a little bit. The Shach holds, Tam ki ikur means the taste itself is prohibited. The taste itself is prohibited. The mere fact that you taste it is prohibited. This is a brand new issa, we called it. It's a new issa called taste, and whenever you taste something which tastes like treif, it's prohibited. Who said that? The Rimi Orleans, for example, said it. It says it's issa daraisa of taste. The Rivet seemed to say it. Issa daraisa of taste, you don't get malchus for it. A new issa of taste. And this issa of taste is immune to bittul. You can't discuss bittul in this context. Because once you taste it. Once you taste tarfus, it's absolutely prohibited. So the Shach screams and is involved, and the Shach screams in Ches. The Ramah is wrong, the Mechaber is wrong, the Rashba is wrong, everyone's wrong. Aha! But you're going to begin to understand that the key, Rabbi Osai, the key to understand the Mechaber, understand the Ramah, is what, Rabbi Osai? What? My Chiddush. You have it 3 days in a row. You heard it yesterday, you heard it today, you're going to hear it again on Sunday. Tam ki ikur mamish. And if the ikur mamish is bottle, then the tam which emerges from it is also bottle. You taste it, but what you're tasting is a taste of an isur shenis bottle. That sounds like it's a little bit counterintuitive to those who think that, you know, you taste it, it's treif. No. I just gave away a little bit of my chiddush for Sunday shiur. Doesn't mean you shouldn't come, Rabosa. I want everyone to be here at 9 o'clock to finish to continue in the Maram HaKomas, not finishing it so fast. Continue in the Maram HaKomas. Then the shiur will be at 11:30. And if you remind me next Thursday in advance, I should talk a bit about the parasha more than Uvnei Yisrael Yotzin B'Yad Ramah. Good Shabbos, everybody. Shabbos. Yeah. Go ahead.
One Shaila is somebody
Chavez. Be ribbon.